الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: فبظلم من الذين هادوا حرمنا عليهم طيبات أحلت لهم وبصدهم عن سبيل الله كثيرا وأخذهم الربا وقد نهوا عنه وأكلهم أموال الناس بالباطل وأعتدنا للكافرين منهم عذابا أليما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about what Ahlul Kitab said regarding Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam and regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they uttered a very serious word regarding Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, where they said that she made zina, and they said that Masih Isa ibn Maryam, Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said he was born, without a father, so they accused his mother of zina, etc. So on account of what they did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in today's lesson says, فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. On account of this dhulam that came from the side of the Yahud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we made good things, halal things, wholesome things, haram for them. Normally, something becomes haram which causes harm, like physical harm or spiritual harm, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make that permissible, that particular thing impermissible. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made good things and wholesome things haram for them. Now, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that? Allah did that because Allah is now punishing them. So this is a punishment that's coming from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making good things haram for them. So Allah says, because of the dhulam, whatever they did, all of the above mentioned verses which we have already spoken of. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on account of all of the injustice that were committed by the Yahud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made now good things haram for them. Once upon a time it was halal for them. وَحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. And because they block people from coming to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from coming to the deen of Allah, etc. وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى. And because they used to take usury, interest, وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ. And they were prohibited from doing so. وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. And the Yahud would also devour and consume the wealth of the people unjustly. Allah says, وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. And we have prepared for the kuffar, for those who disbelieve from among them, a painful punishment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَكِنِ الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ مِنْهُمْ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَالْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةَ وَالْمُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ أُولَٰئِكَ سَنُؤْتِيهِمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. But you see, there is a group of people, those who are firm rooted, deep rooted in knowledge from among them. In other words, from the Yahud, there were those people who were well versed with the scriptures, with the divine scriptures that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they saw the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they brought iman in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Abdullah ibn Salam, etc. So Allah is talking about these people were non-Muslims before, or they were from the Ahlul Kitab before, but when the Quran was revealed, then they accepted this Deenul Islam. So they, Allah is referring to them, and Allah is referring to all of the remaining believers. They bring iman in whatever is revealed unto you. They bring iman in the books before you also, in the books that were revealed before your kitab, and they establish salah, and they give zakah, and they bring iman in Allah and in the final day. For such people, Allah says, سَنُؤْتِيهِمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. We are going to give them a tremendous reward. And this reward is in the dunya, and in the akhirah it refers to Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us istiqamah.